This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Another day with more progress for the Russians in their invasion of Ukraine. Another round of sanctions from the White House, this time on Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov personally, which is a big deal. Symbolically less than punishing, though, in practice, because Putin's finances overseas are notoriously opaque. And the sanctions the other day against a handful of Russian oligarchs close to Putin are almost as tough to enforce, tangled as they are in a web of shell companies and legal diversions. So, how does sanctions enforcement happen? Marketplace's Matt Levin explains the game of economic cat and mouse.
President Biden wants to make it as costly as possible to be in the circle of Russian elites that surround Vladimir Putin.
These are people who personally gain from the Kremlin's policies, and they should share in the pain.
Making sure those oligarchs can't evade that pain is the job of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC for short. Charlie Steele used to be one of the 300 or so OFAC employees. He says the first step is to update the public list of what U.S. banks need to avoid.
It can be individuals, companies, banks, vessels, and they put out lots of identifying information, AKAs, street addresses, vessel numbers.
You can go to OFAC's website right now and see this list. Russian oligarchs have a lot of AKAs. OFAC knows those aliases from public documents.
But also, they have access to government information all the way up to the highest top secret levels.
Once all that info is posted publicly, it's really up to banks to make sure anything owned by an oligarch or an oligarch's alias or the subsidiary of an oligarch's business is frozen. Treasury doesn't really track money movements in real time.
They set up this apparatus and rely on really the private sector to know where the money is to stop it. And so then it becomes a bit of a cat and mouse.
Oligarchs are really clever mice, though, especially when it comes to hiding their wealth through real estate. Amber Vitale advises banks on sanctions compliance. She says if banned oligarchs were to channel funds through a friend of a friend to buy a Manhattan condo, they'd stand a decent chance of not getting caught.
If there's no known connection or easily found connection between the oligarch and that person, I think that would definitely be possible.
Vitaly says in recent days, Russia has taken offline some of the databases the Treasury Department uses to connect those dots. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.